demanding an appearance from the White House counsel. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House January 6th committee issuing a subpoena to Pat Cipollone, President Trump's White House counsel. He gave an informal interview to the panel back in April, but he has refused on the record testimony. Cipollone would likely argue his conversations with the former president are covered by attorney-client privilege. There are now 53 migrants dead from Monday's truck tragedy in San Antonio.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing additional measures to secure Texas's border and prevent human smuggling tragedies.
DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately, where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished.
As the death toll rises to 53, 40 are male, 13 are females, with teenagers among the victims.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, a decision from the Supreme Court is expected in the morning on whether the Biden administration can end the Trump-era remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the southern border. Texas and Missouri have sued to keep that policy in place. Thursday's opinions will be the last involving Justice Stephen Breyer. His previously announced retirement will take effect at noon Thursday. Justice-designate Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in as his replacement. In New York City, a 20-year-old woman pushing a child in a stroller was shot and killed at point-blank range Wednesday evening on the city's Upper East Side. Mayor Eric Adams blaming the availability of guns and bail reform laws.
Dangerous people that repeatedly leave our criminal justice system to continue actions like this. It is what's making the New York City Police Department and other law enforcement agencies here in New York, across the country, and across the country, difficult to fight this issue.
The gunman still on the loose. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The American Civil Liberties Union and abortion providers in Ohio are suing the state, claiming its new law banning abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected, usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, violates the state's constitution. The new law went into effect when the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last week. A new voter reform law has been enacted in Missouri.
Voters in the Show Me State will have to show photo ID to cast a ballot in November. The measure was signed by Republican Governor Parson on Wednesday. The new Missouri election law will also open a two-week window for people to cast absentee ballots in person without needing to cite a reason why they can't vote on Election Day. That's a provision pushed by Democrats as a compromise for not attempting to block the photo ID requirement. In addition, there's a ban on the use of those controversial drop boxes for absentee ballots. 17 other states have voter photo ID laws on the books. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It's life in prison without any chance of getting out for Salah Abdeslam. He's the only surviving attacker of the 2015 terrorist massacre at the Bataclan Theater and other sites in Paris, which killed 130 people and injured hundreds. The life sentence is the most severe in France, and it's rarely imposed. One of the best of the greatest generation has died.
The last remaining Medal of Honor recipient from World War II, Herschel W. Woody Williams, died on Wednesday. As a young Marine Corporal, Williams went ahead of his unit during the Battle of Iwo Jima in the Pacific Ocean in February 1945 and took out a series of Japanese machine gun positions. Later that year, at age 22, Williams received the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for military valor, from President Harry Truman of the White House. Williams went on to serve 20 years in the Marines, then spent the next 33 at the VA as a veteran service representative. He was 98 years old. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.